The Supreme Court ruled 6-1 to uphold the so-called prayer death convictions, with Justice David Prosser dissenting. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice Shirley Abramson said state statutes, quote, provide sufficient notice that the parents' conduct could have criminal consequences if their daughter died. Dale and Leilani Newman were convicted in separate trials in 2009. Dale Newman was unrepentant on the witness stand.
And if you read the Gospels and you read the epistles, any mention that Jesus had, he never went to a doctor, ever.
Death came slowly for 11-year-old Madeline Kara Newman. For long hours, she slipped in and out of a diabetic coma, unable to speak, urinating on herself, while her parents prayed over her limp body. In sentencing the Newmans, Marathon County Judge Vincent Howard said freedom of religion is not absolute.
The guarantee is a limited one. It protects religious belief, but not religious conduct and practices.
In his dissent, Justice Prosser said Wisconsin law governing faith healing is, quote, imprecise and quite confusing. Byron Lichtstein, attorney for Leilani Newman, agrees.
One statute tells the Newmans that they're protected if they practice prayer treatment, and then they were prosecuted for acting under that very protection. According to the court, the scope of that prayer treatment privilege is pretty narrow.
Lichtstein and Dale Newman's attorney, Stephen Miller, say the couple has not decided if they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.